So treatment has been, of course, three heart surgeries to kind of redirect the blood that's supposed to go to his left atrium to the rest of his body through adding like shunts and just kind of like think of like just rewiring his heart. The first one was probably the scariest, because he was in the hospital for about 2.5 months afterwards, and then probably had to go to the hospital like either every 2 weeks or every month, just for random complications like fluid in his lungs, which basically is like your lungs are like swimming in water and you have a hard time breathing. With like, and that comes with like retracting. It was a lot of lung problems that would put pressure on his heart, or sometimes like his heart would just be working too hard, and he wouldn't be getting as much oxygen in his lungs. His lips would turn blue and he'd become very tired, lethargic, which of course wasn't good. He also had some problems eating, so he had like a G-tube inserted, which basically means he didn't eat through his mouth for probably, I want to say, the first year of his life or so. And then other surgeries afterwards would sometimes kind of slow down his progress because he had, physical therapy from being in bed so long, speech therapy. So like sometimes a surgery, he'd be there for about a week or two and he'd kind of have to start over. Like he'd lose all his strength and would have a hard time like walking or crawling or something. But the care at Children's National, because that's the only hospital that he's been to for all the surgeries and stuff, is definitely like immaculate. Like that's probably the best place ever, and I definitely wouldn't choose another hospital, considering there's plenty of times when I've had to like call the ambulance and they take you to the closest hospital, of course, and a lot of hospitals I know had just were not prepared for a child like Ty, and it was very scary because you bring your child someplace because they're sick and you think they're supposed to like know how to handle it and they don't. And I remember about a year and a half ago, he had like really bad stomach pain. I thought he had like appendicitis. And so I brought him to this hospital in Virginia and they were did like had no idea what his congenital heart defect was. And they were just like not sure of their machines. And they kept like asking me questions, which I understand because he has so many scars and stuff, which of course can be like a red flag or something. But I want to say it was probably like a hospital in like a little bit of a lower income area, so I just feel like they didn't have the correct resources, and it was just really scary how unknown and unfamiliar they were of everything. And so there's some experiences where it was like, okay, like my child's sick, but I have like such faith in, children's or, these doctors because they've instilled that in me, And then there's other times where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, who are these people? Like, is my child gonna be okay? And it's really crazy how that flips, but definitely like all these experiences and stuff, like, I am very thankful about the hospital.